Would you join us in learning the power of starting with what we already know? Because this makes it so easy to take the next step. If you've got no YouTube videos or no blog posts, or you've never told anyone anything helpful in your life, it can seem daunting to think, how am I going to take the next step? When I started my business online, it seemed impossible to comprehend how I would ever build an audience on YouTube, how I would ever make things that would actually make a difference for people. I often got bogged down in a lot of the technical details, and then I got frustrated as I was trying to help with video game addiction when I started my business. And I said, this is stupid. Why do I need to learn how to do a website? And why do I need to learn about web hosting? Why do I need to learn about online marketing? Why do I need to learn about all these things that aren't related to what I'm trying to help with? Often it takes using a lot of different skills in order to even just do the basics of what we want if we stray from staying with what we know to begin with. One of the things that has consistently helped build a huge viewership on my YouTube channel is my focus on teaching what I know. NoahJ456, one of my favorite YouTubers, although I don't watch him much anymore because I don't play video games, I have been a huge fan of his for years, and guess how I found him? I was searching for a tutorial on Call of Duty Zombies on how to do the Easter egg, and I found his tutorial showing me how to do the Easter egg. When we focus on teaching the skills we have, this is a very powerful starting point because a lot of us aren't looking for generic inspirational advice. A lot of us don't go Googling for morning motivation. And if we do go Googling for that, a lot of other artists have already thought of that. And then we get frustrated because our morning motivation doesn't go anywhere. The more we can zoom in on the exact skills we have and just teach the skills we have, then we get out there directly in front of people who need help. One of the first powerful tutorials and videos I ever did online was a Facebook advertising tutorial. I showed how I was able to get Facebook likes with Facebook ads for 1 cent. Now, this totally destroyed the existing business I had at the time, which was based on doing exactly that. I would charge clients 10 cents for a like, guarantee them likes through Facebook ads, which they could verify in their insights, and then I'd pay Facebook 1 cent to get that like, and I'd earn a profit. I was really excited. People would pay thousands of dollars, and I could spend one campaign. I even got them for way less than 1 cent. I spent $20 or $30 to deliver a campaign that cost the client thousands. When I showed how to do that online, I ruined my whole existing business because when prospective clients saw how I did it, they didn't want to pay me anymore. Now, a lot of us might think I can't show my secrets online. I can't show the inside of how I run my business. This tends to be the very most powerful information we have. When I showed how to do that online, the response was incredible on YouTube. A lot of the viewers I still have today saw those very first tutorials on Facebook ads. They realized, and maybe even you realized, that this is a whole nother level. This is sharing something that's really valuable, totally for free. And when we share the best of the skills we already have, it's an easy starting point. A lot of us suffer from the delusion that we don't know how to do anything. I've never met someone that didn't have a skill that I lacked. You might even think, for extreme examples, like a homeless person on the street who hasn't had a job in years, they can't possibly have a skill you don't have. All of us have skills. You put me outside with that homeless person, I'm going to be uncomfortable, I'm going to be getting sunburned. They know how to survive outside in an urban environment, which I have no experience with. When we start to see that all of us have skills other people would like to learn, it makes it easy to just film a tutorial or to just write it down. I've discovered a lot of artists online by their tutorials. Most of us are open to meeting new people when we have a problem. This is why it's very hard to get an audience and to be influential if we just try and do generic stuff. Well, here's my morning inspirational today, or here's my thoughts about the presidential race, or whatever video that other people have already made a bunch of videos about. Now, sure, occasionally those can go viral, but normally our best shot, if we are even getting started or continuing to take it to the next level, at no level does it not become relevant to teach our skills. We continue to get different skills at each day in our lives. The funniest thing that happens is when we actually teach something and then forget how to do it later and go back and look at our own tutorial. This has happened to me several times and it's ridiculous. I was playing Call of Duty Black Ops Origins one day and I forgot how to get all three staffs online at once. I realized I already made a video showing how to do that months before. I went back and watched my own video and saw how to do that again. When we share the skills we have in the form of tutorials and blog posts, we reach people who are open to being among our followers. We reach people who are open to our influence. For example, on a day where things like today, things are going pretty well today, unless Thomas gives me a word of mouth recommendation on someone that I should look at and watch their videos, I'm probably not going to discover anyone new online today. Now, if I'm frustrated and I'm aggravated and I'm sitting there, why is my lighting sucks so bad? I'm Googling and I'm discovering products. I'm discovering creators. I'm just watching YouTube videos from people showing how to do lighting. I'm paying for online courses and then just going straight to the lighting part. When we focus on teaching the actual technical skills we have on things, it's often not much competition. And there's often a huge opportunity to then get a passionate follower or fan online. And that's because most of us are extremely grateful when someone helps us solve a problem. My hope today is to make the process much easier than it was for me. I've listened to hundreds of audiobooks. I've went through a bunch of learning experiences. I've done the wrong thing with my business and my videos and my influence online. I've burned my influence doing stupid things, selling things, being scammy. And what I hope in sharing this skill with you today is that it's easier for you to build your influence online than it was for me. As we continue to share and learn with these tutorials, it makes up for the effective competition in life. Life is continually getting more competitive as more of us are born, and meanwhile, life continues to get more and more complex. As we are able to learn faster from others, we can keep pace with things and even get way ahead. Thomas, for example, some of his best videos are tutorials showing the music programs he knows how to do. Those then have been able to bring him lots of sales and get him a business online. Now, if he hadn't made those tutorials showing his experience with producing music, then he would have had a hard time getting sales for his courses. When we show our technical skills, it gives us an easy thing to do next. All we need to do is ask this: what skill do I have that someone else would love to learn? Or another question, how can I make a tutorial that someone will find right when they need it? Or another question, what painful problems have I solved that others are struggling with today? When we latch onto these questions, we can make some really powerful tutorials. And as we keep doing this, it gets even easier. I discovered recently that what people really want are price predictions. On YouTube, I noticed a bunch of searches. People want to know, what's the Bitcoin price? What's the Ethereum price? What's the Litecoin price of all these cryptocurrencies? People want someone to tell them what the price will be in the future. And in discovering this, I made a video called Cryptocurrency Price Predictions for the next month. And I did that, and that video got a ton of views. The article got tens of thousands of views. So guess what? I did it again. And when we do this, we teach our skills, we make guesses, we continually build people that are very grateful that we tried to help, even if our help sucked. Now, some of us might think I've got to make the perfect tutorial. I've made some really low quality tutorials. Most all my other videos are not real nice like this. A lot of my videos have crappy lighting, low quality audio. Well, thanks to Thomas, my audio is a lot better over the last 6 months. A lot of my videos before, the audio would clip. Of my first videos, like those Facebook ads tutorials, were terrible. I had this $20 headset on. There was tons of background noise. The audio was horrible, and people still loved it. When we just focus on helping people solve problems, teaching our technical skills, then the positive feedback loop that we start from there will enable us to make everything better. To film in a really nice environment like this, instead of filming in our office cubicle with a headset on, that sounds terrible. As we keep teaching our technical skills, people will tell us what to do next. So if we start with what we already know, we do tutorials, it makes it really easy to advance from there. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to be of service with you today, and I hope this makes it easy to see what to do next. I'm very grateful my friend Thomas George has allowed us to have this high quality filming setup, which is the best any of my videos have ever looked. Thomas visited as well as I'm filming this. He's standing here in front of me. He's visiting from the United Kingdom. He came to see me to film this course together. Even though we'd never met in person, we just worked together online. I'm very happy to be doing this today. And Thomas is hosting the entire course on his website at the University of Thomas George, which is at u.thomasgeorge.com. And that's with no H, so TOMASGeorge.com. The videos with me, some of them I'm putting like this one up for free. And then Thomas will be making a complete course out of this called The Secrets of Influence, including what has worked for him as well to be in the position he's in with today. And we hope that the combined case studies of each of our different paths arriving at what you might say is the same place will be extremely helpful for you in the course. If you'd like to experience the full course, would you please buy the full course with the University of Thomas George today at u.thomasgeorge.com, because that will pay for Thomas's trip here over from the UK to film this course with us. I am not getting any percentage of the sales. I am just grateful to have the chance to meet with Thomas in person. So you'll be helping support Thomas's business online if you buy the course from him. I appreciate you watching this video. If you enjoyed it, would you please leave a like, because that will help other people find it. Thank you, and I hope you have a wonderful day today.